President Clinton campaigned in Pennsylvania today, a bellwether state that both candidates are hotly pursuing. In suburban Pittsburgh, the president announced that the Treasury Department will begin offering a new type of savings bond that he says will help increase the nation's savings rate and give families greater peace of mind. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
The value of the new savings bond would be pegged to inflation. It's designed to appeal to families worried that inflation will eat away their savings. The president portrayed himself as just such a parent today.
I'm thinking about this a lot now because of my own situation, because our daughter's going off to college next year. We started saving for that a long time ago. If you want to save now for a newborn baby's college education, you can do it and know that no matter what happens to inflation over the next 18 years, it will not erode your investment. You will be able to make that savings good in your child's life.
The new bonds were announced by the Treasury Department in May, but administration officials say the details were not finalized until recently. Here's how it would work. If a family bought a $1,000 bond and inflation went up 3%, then the bond would be worth $1,030 at the end of the year plus interest.
If you want to start saving for a home, these bonds will enable you to start saving now without worrying about inflation. If you want to save for retirement, or if you're already retired, the bonds will guarantee a lifetime of savings as solid as the word of the Treasury.
Like the other initiatives the president has made this election year, the new savings bond does not need congressional approval, and it helps Mr. Clinton demonstrate to voters that the government can work to make them feel more secure without raising taxes or increasing regulation. The savings bonds will not cost the government much money and may even save it some if inflation stays low. The president came to Pennsylvania just a day after he received a piece of welcome economic news. The Federal Reserve Board will not be raising interest rates between now and Election Day. The president said that means the economy is growing strong with little inflation, a point he makes wherever he goes.
4 years ago, just before the presidential election, I came to Pittsburgh, just about 4 days before the election, and said that I had entered that campaign because, and I'd like to quote, "I didn't want my daughter to grow up to be part of the first generation of Americans to do worse than her parents, because I knew we could do better with more opportunity and more responsibility and a stronger American community." Well, today I'm here to tell you that I'm not worried about that anymore, because America is on the right track and our children are going to do better.
The president's biggest contribution to a thriving economy is the deficit reduction package he passed in 1993. The president pointed out that even the location for his campaign stop today, Robert Morris College in Moon Township, Pennsylvania, is a symbol of deficit reduction. Its namesake, Robert Morris, was an early American budget hawk. According to the president, Morris helped finance the American Revolution, but then resigned his seat in the Continental Congress after the founding fathers began printing too much money. In Philadelphia, with the Clinton campaign, I'm Mara Liasson.